My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary systems for a long duration of life, opulence and enjoyment. But I have seen all of this through the activities of my father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Yet, my father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a moment. Within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity, and influence. We have actual experience that even on this planet, there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, Hitler, Subhas Chandra Bose, and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence, and everything else were finished also. Prahlad Maharaj probably gathered the same experience by seeing the activities of Hiranyakashipu, his great father. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj didn't give any importance to anything in this material world. No one can maintain his body or material achievements forever. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent, or influential, can endure. At any time, such things may be vanquished. And who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. Since the Supreme Great demands Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of the repeated birth, death, old age and disease. Prahlad Maharaj, by offering his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, says this thing. Prahlad Maharaj was one of the eminent Mahajanas, those who are central persons, dear devotees of the Lord, they are Mahajanas. What they say, their statements are to be accepted as the conclusive statements, Siddhanta. Mahajana jai kai, sei satya hai. Kaate chaya darshan, tattva nahi jani. Mahajana jai kai, sei satya hai. Stated in Siddhanta. There are many philosophers, and there are many philosophies. Gautama Kanada, Jaimini, Charvak, Yajnavalkya, Astavakra, Patanjali, so many philosophers are there, and there are many philosophies. But their statements are not conclusive statements. They are mental speculators. In other words, they only imagine things, and speculate this. Mahanshila Muni. They are called Muni. Speculative persons. They only do speculation. But they don't come under this bona fide disciplic succession. They never hear from the bona fide acharyas, Vaishnavas, those who know the real truth. In Vaishnava, Vaishnava dictionary, Abhidhan, it is said that these people are asrotapanti. Asrotapanti means they don't come under Shrota Parampurjya by hearing process, the disciplic succession. That is formed by hearing process. It is Shrota Parampurjya. So they are known as Asrotapanti. They never hear, only they speculate. So all shastras, Vedic literature, all mahajanas, the devotees, they say one who is an intelligent person should not hear from them. One must hear from real mahajan, devotee, who comes under the disciplic succession. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Tate chaya darsan tattva nahi jani, mahajana ji koi, hi satyamani. So, whatever a mahajana says, bona fide devotee, that is the real conclusive truth. One should listen to it. So, this statement given by Sri Prahlad Maharaj should be taken into consideration very seriously. One must accept it seriously. Here, Prahlad Maharaj says that in this material world, the conditioned souls, general people, they want to be elevated to higher planetary systems. Why do they want so? This question. Why do they want so? Because in higher planetary systems, there's long duration of life. And a great deal of enjoyment, material enjoyment. A great deal of opulence. All of them. These things are there. They want to enjoy all these things. Prahlad Maharaj says these things. But I have seen all of these through the activities of my father. His great father, Asura, demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, was very powerful. He has conquered three planetary systems. Upper planetary system, middle planetary system, lower planetary systems. He was so powerful. All the opulences, all the objects of enjoyment, and three planetary systems were under his control. Again, Sri Prahlad Maharaj says, When my father was angry and laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. He was so powerful. Those demigods who are the residents of the higher planetary systems, those who have very long duration of life, and who have much enjoyment, who are more elevated than ordinary persons here in this material world, in this Martyapur, what is Martyapur? Earthly planet, middle portion of this. Still, those demigods were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. They are so powerful. But what happened to him now? That powerful person has been now vanquished within a moment by the Supreme Lord, Narasimha Dev. So, who is great? The Lord Maharaj says, who is great? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is great. Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. The Supreme Lord Krishna himself has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. There is nobody superior to me. Nobody is superior to me. So he is supremely powerful, he is supreme person, and supreme in all respect. That's a fact. All Vedic literatures say so. And this is practical experience that Prahlad Maharaj achieved, he also says. Our beloved Gurudev, Sri Srimad Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada Maharaj has also said so in his purport. He has said we have actual experience that even in this planet there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, Hitler, Subhash Chandra Bose and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence and everything else were finished. Where are they? And where are their popularity, their influence? Where are they? Everything gone. It's not eternal at all. That that's a fact. But what is really eternal? That we should understand it. What is really eternal? What is really eternal? Krishna is eternal. Supreme Lord is eternal. Anything related to him is also eternal. We also know from Mahajanas like Prahlad Maharaj, our beloved spiritual master, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so many Mahajanas are there from them. We could understand that how their activities their glories, their influence is eternal. In material consideration or material calculation, one may say they are not now here, but their glory, their influence, their statement, everything is here because they are eternal. They are the dear devotees, Mahajanas, devotees of the Lord, Mahajanas. So many things are there. When 500 years ago, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, who is Krishna himself, he preached the glory of the Mahajanas, the devotees. Rai Ramananda, Ramananda Rai, was a great devotee, very, very dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a great, eminent Mahajan, Rai Ramananda. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed with him this philosophy, Radha Krishna Tattva, and heard from him. Sriman Mahaprabhu had asked many questions to Rai Ramananda. And Ramananda Roy answered them very conclusively, because he was a Mahajan. There is many nice questions and important questions also, perfect questions, I may say. When they were discussing about all these things, Sriman Mahaprabhu asked, Kirti gana madhye jive kon bodo kirti,
Kirti gana madhye jive
jahar hoy khati,
Krishna bhakta baliya jahar hoy khati.
This is one of the questions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the answer given by Ramananda. Kirti gana madhya jiver kon bado kirti, the fame, kirti means fame, glory, fame, yasa, kirti, which is the greatest. And Ramananda Rai answered, Krishna bhakta valiya jahar hoy khyati. He is great, he is most famous, one who is known as a devotee of Krishna. Krishna bhakta valiya jahar hoy khyati. He is the most famous person. This great demon, Hiranyakashipu, is not so famous. Not at all famous. Where is his popularity? Where is his fame? Still, we know, speak about him, listen about him, because he has become famous having a great devotee son, Prahlad Maharaj. Therefore he has become famous. This is most important thing. Vaishnava is always famous, eternally famous. If someone anyway connected to such a Vaishnava, maybe a demon, he becomes famous. Another question is that Raramananda answered and Mahaprabhu asked, Sampatiro madhye jive Om Sampati Gani
Sampatiro madhye jive
Radha Krishna Premada Sehi Bada Dhani
Radha Krishna Premada Sehi Bada
Dhani. Another question, the perfect question, perfect answer. Sampati Ramadhyan Jiver Kon Sampati Gani? Mahaprabhu asked this question. Who is the best? I mean, say, what is the best property? Rapul answer, a set of the living entity. Ramananda Raya answered, Radha Krishna Prema Jar Sehi Bodo Dhani. He is the most wealthy person in this world. One who has acquired this love to Radha and Krishna. The most wealthy person, Premdhan. And that dhan, that wealth, is eternal wealth, never vanquished. Is not material wealth. It's transcendental spiritual wealth. Another, so many nice questions and nice answers. So another question, Lord Chaitanya asked, and Ramananda Raya also answered very nicely. Dukha madhye kon dukho, oye guru karo.
Dukha madhye kon dukha, oye guru tara.
Krishna bhakta viraha bina, dukho nahi aro.
Krishna bhakta
so many nice questions. Mahaprabhu asked, Dukha madhya kon dukha hoy guru ta? The misery, the sorrow. Which is the greatest? All types of miseries. Ramananda Raya answered, Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukha nahi dekhibo. If someone will be separated from a great devotee of the Lord Krishna, that separation is the greatest misery. Such nice questions. Another nice question. कहाँ रस्मरण जीव करिवे अनुक्षण
कहाँ रस्मरण जीव
कहार स्मरण जीव करिवे अनुत्तम तो होम विल ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर दिस क्वेश्चन. रामानंद राय आंसर कृष्ण नाम गुण लीला प्रधान स्मरण नेम फेम क्वालिटी एंड पास्ट टाइम्स कृष्ण should be always remembered. Then another question. Mukto madhye kon jivo mukto kori mani.
Mukta madhye kon jiva mukta kori mani.
Krishna premo dase mukto siro. मुक्त मध्य कौन जीव मुक्त परिमाण महाप्रभु आस्क्ड देयर आर मेनी लिबरेटेड सोल्स बट हु इज रियली लिबरेटेड. Then Ramananda Raya answered, Krishna Prema Jar, Sei Mukta Siram. Was acquired this Krishna Prema in the love of Krishna. He is the best of all liberated souls. Crest jewel of the all liberated souls. Mukta Siram. That's nice. Another question, so many questions. श्रेयो मध्ये कौन श्रेयो जीवेर होए सारो
श्रेयो मध्ये कौन श्रेया जीवेर होए सारा
कृष्ण भक्त संग बिना श्रेयो महाप्रभु श्रेय मध्य कौन श्रेय जीवेर हो इंग्लिश श्रेय श्रेय प्रेय श्रेय प्रेय टू वर्ड्स आर देयर एंड प्रेय एंड श्रेय व्हाट वन शुड अचीव we say in that way in English. That's a specific word. Shreya. In this material world, as it has been said here in purport, many people want to be liberated to the higher planetary systems and get opulence, enjoyment, bodily beauty, material education, dharma, aishwarya, shruta, sri, so many things. One may say, these are shreyas. Mahaprabhu asked, shreya madhye kon shreya jiver hoy sa? Which is best shreya among all the shreyas? Ramananda Raya answered, Krishna bhakta sanga vina shreya nahi aar. The association with the great devotee of Krishna, the greatest of all shreyas. No other shreya is there. No other shreya is to be compared to it. You understand? The association of a great Krishna bhakta. So many things. These are all eternal things. You never perish. Krishna is eternal. Anything related to Krishna is eternal. So, all these things are. Enough, this is for you. Now I'll speak something in Korea. You understand? Those are all deprived of all these things. By the akinchana, in another word is akinchana. those who are nothing, all these are sinless beings. But they were very wealthy persons. Because the Sri Lord Krishna, Krishna is always with them, who is Satchidanandamaya Purus, isn't it? So these people get Nityananda. They get Nityananda. Eternal pleasure they get. But in this apparent consideration or vision, worldly vision, one may see that these people are very distressed. They have nothing, but they have everything. They have Krishna. They have Krishna. And they are very happy. They are never distressed, isn't it? We see it from the lives of Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sad Goswamis. All these Goswamis, they had all these things. They were born in a very aristocratic family. They had much material opulence. They are very learned persons, pandits. They are very beautiful looking persons also. They are not ugly looking persons, very beautiful looking persons. Bodily features, very nice. Everything they are. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sri. But the kids, all these things. Tetva, Purnam, Tutsavat. Bhutva dina ganisaka kau karuna ya kaupina kanthas. You see. They kicked all these things. Get out! What is the value of all these things? And they become dina. They become very poor. They put on a kaupin, put on kanthimala, round the neck, kaupino kanthasrita, and they live under a tree in Vrindavan. But they are great, very wealthy persons. Krishna premadar saidhani. That Ramananda Raya answered all these things. Isn't it? And they are eternally great, eternally wealthy, eternally famous persons. Still we chant their glories. Isn't it? They are never finished. Such is it. Then, ehuti praman. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sri. Evda sabdin rahi bana. एवटा करे जो माने मातुंती जो मान को छी समान बड़ गर्वी अभिमानी सो ग्रेट पर्सन्स सो वेल्दी पर्सन्स इजंट इट सो वेल्दी बिकॉज़ दे हैव दिस कृष्ण प्रेम धन कृष्ण प्रेम जब से ही बड़ धन इजंट इट इटर्नली वेल्दी दैट वेल्थ नेवर जस्ट इट यू सी eternally, they are getting pleasure. Krishna nama guna lila kirtan karikiri. Kya ananda pausanti. Vaishnava granta lekhan kurtanti. Writing Vaishnava granthas. And it is eternally there. You know? Ehujyamata. Evudakara seso. এইগুলাকে হয় না একগ্র বিনাশ নাহি কাও এগুলাকে ক্ষয় করি পারিব না যা কিছু ভৌতিক জগতে যে কিছু বড় যা কিছু দেখুছি কাল ক্ষয় করিদেছি কাল ক্ষয়কারী শক্তি বলরে সব ক্ষয় হয়ে যাবে আইনস্টাইন কাল ইটারনাল টাইম ক্যান নট ডিস্ট্রয় অল দিস থিংস আর এভরিথিং ম্যাটেরিয়াল ইজ ডিস্ট্রয়েড বাই টাইম কাল You understand? Such a great thing. Chatrala Maharaj says, therefore Krishna demands Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. You just surrender unto me unconditionally. I'll give you everything eternal. Eternal enjoyment, eternal wealth, eternal fame. It'll be great. It will never be vanquished. So, why don't you?